eight, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make.
Welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, July 1, 2022. And the golf course parking lot is closed at Mirror Lakes Golf Course in, what is it, Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. So if you plan to play early this morning, park on the highway and walk down. Wouldn't it be great if that was the worst thing we had to worry about in America? Anyway, go ahead, Mike.
The golf course parking
lot. Talk about non-secular.
They must be putting down some more, what do you call that stuff? They put sealant on there to seal the cracks so it'll last longer. Watch out if you're on a motorcycle, man. That stuff's slicker than snot. And you can't, whenever they put sealant down, if there's any car that drips oil, which on a golf course parking lot, that would be the people driving the British, expensive British cars, because as Mater told us in the Cars movie, if ain't oil under them, there ain't no oil in them. Mm-hmm. But that slicker than snot on a motorcycle or whatever, you go across that blacktop seal with a little bit of oil on it, boom, you go down.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a tip there. Watch out. The subject I was trying to address there is
there's a lot of speaking of that. There's a lot of chip rock sealing that goes on as well. And
well, I've seen in years past they would put sand in that, and boy, if you go down on that, you just scrapes your skin off.
Yeah,
grit, that black grit, black top grit. Anyway, concept that you can delete stuff off of computer, somebody in my family is married to a Windows certified expert, and whatever that means, they said basically you have to shoot holes in a hard drive, an old hard drive, to get rid of the data, or smash it, pretty good, because they can reconstruct a lot of the data. That was going on September 11th until it got shut down, apparently. An interesting interview with the guy from Germany that was working on data reconstruction, where he says, well, I can tell you there was some information on our webpage, but I can't talk about it now, because they were recovering data from what looked like some insider high-speed trading going on as the towers were on fire, or before they were on fire, through that Merrill, I think it was Merrill Lynch or some company, right where the plane hit in the South Tower. Multi-floor. Yeah. Computer complex that had been in there, even after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, when a lot of people moved out, they couldn't move out because it was too expensive to leave the building. So they stayed, and they continued to upgrade their computer equipment, and then that dang plane on the south corner hit that almost like it was targeted, and it didn't destroy the data because some of the hard drives fell all the way through the rubble and stayed intact. That's also where you see the molten material coming out, like they had put the bags of thermite in the dang steel structure. If you go look at the way the old film of the building being constructed, there's holes to each of the tic-tac-toe-shaped prefab outer tube sections that were going in to the towers had handhold ports where they went in there and put the bolts in to bolt those together. And some people say that's part of where there was galvanic corrosion that weakened the structure, and it was too expensive to fix, so that's why it had to be demolished. But nobody wanted to mitigate all the asbestos either. So there was like multiple problems with the World Trade Towers, and it would be so easy to just go in there and put you some bags of thermite in where you think the plane's going to hit the building. That ignites those, it burns the connectors, and then you get that collapse that makes it look like the planes caused it. And but the molten material coming out the north side of that south tower is a dead giveaway, because there's no way that's aluminum. It's the wrong color. Anyway, you can't destroy the data is what I'm getting at, and there's numerous examples of that being a problem. So if there's stuff Hillary thought, and Hillary probably didn't know all this either, she thought she was destroying any evidence that could be used against her, it's still out there to blackmail her. And so is the rest of this X-key score stuff. It needs to be declared illegal to use any of that evidence. I started trying to blow the whistle on this in 1997 because I experienced it. And the idea that your phone communications is encrypted is bullcrap, because what I experienced was not encrypted. Multiple phone companies, signals being backhauled off of phones going through this network of domestic surveillance. And when you're not making a phone call, the audio of those microphones is not encrypted. Or perhaps in a software-defined radio, they can turn the damn speaker into a microphone. If you've ever plugged headphones into a guitar amp, a speaker will work as a microphone. Makes pretty
every
good
once
harmonica.
In a while, we play the clip of Shepard Smith saying the same thing. You know,
it was in 2009, though, and it got one mention on Fox News.
No,
and,
I think it was
Daniel
Ellsberg.
Daniel Ellsberg.
No, I think it was 2008 actually, and okay. It was. You know, he said the FBI. I have that bookmarked somewhere, but
yeah.
He mentioned that the FBI listens in, and you have to turn your phone off.
There's also a myth I wanted to address that I talked to an FCC consultant.
To be able
he
to
says,
prevent them from listening in. Anyway.
If you put a phone in a metal box, it'll destroy the radio. That's not true. I'm using an old model, several-year-old model of an iPhone 8. And if you go through the general settings and go to the bottom, you can completely shut down the radio, put it in a metal box. AT&T can't turn it back on because there's no signal. And it won't wear out the radio. You could do other things like, you know, wrap some aluminum foil for heat sink in it, you know. Those Faraday pouches do not block the audio. So even if you shut the dang thing off, there can still be an app running that records the audio of the room you're in. A former central office telephone installer who worked for years all around this country said he saw an interview on 60 Minutes where a Russian oligarch being interviewed in a dark room. Before he started the interview, slipped the battery and a SIM chip out of his phone. So the Russian intelligence knows this. He laid the thing down, taken apart on the table in front of him. I never have found that clip. But everybody in the damn world knows about this except the generally dumb public in America. Or they've been told to rationalize it away, like, oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I have nothing to hide. Yeah, you really do have nothing to hide. If you're in the room with somebody, you're talking about, you know, pissed off, you want to destroy something or whatever, boom, that's in your X key score file. You really have to watch
right.
What you say around these phones.
Yep.
It goes into your, it's in your permanent record.
I found the clip. It's 2007, actually. I thought so. Anyway, we're getting a little far afield, so I'm going to move
on. Bellamy Brothers put out a song. This is how censored we are. Bellamy Brothers put out a song in about 2009, and it looks like Alex Jones is in the background of the video. It's called Jalapenos. I got a hold of that like 2-3 months before it went on the radio. Clear Channel Radio banned it. What you do and say today, it doesn't go away. It'll just come back and burn your ass tomorrow. They don't want the public to know this.
There you
go. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks, Mike. Much appreciated. Yeah, the clip I was referring to is 2007. We played it many times. And it wasn't the Fox had a version of it up, and it wasn't, I don't know, it went away at some point on YouTube, but it's still there. I mean, we could actually play a little bit of that. Can we play a little bit of the cell phone clip?
If you power down your cell phone, there's no way the government could ever hear you. Certainly not the FBI. It's turned off, right?
have we got news for you.
All right, here's that cell phone story you've been waiting for. Cell phone users beware, Big Brother may be listening. The Federal Bureau of Investigation can now hear everything you say, even when the cell phone is turned off. I know it sounds kind of out there, but using your phone's tracking device, authorities can now activate the microphone inside the dreaded thing, allowing them to eavesdrop on you and your conversations. Serious business, and the FBI used this form of surveillance to keep tabs on critical conversations by people they call known members of the mafia. Experts say the only way around it is to take the battery out of the thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So anyway, hey Shep, remember that? Remember when you used to do that stuff? And that only was revealed as a result of court proceedings. Everybody heard about that and kind of went, what? How you guys obtained evidence how? And so that was the only reason it emerged in the public sphere. But then, you know, we all quickly forgot it because it was convenient to forget it. And it's troubling to think about those things. Anyway, getting back to a couple of things, speaking of Ketanji Brown Jackson, there's that deal yesterday. I mean, going back just a few short months, speaking of the Daily Wire earlier, Virginia Crudas post, yes, Judge Ketanji Jackson Brown can define woman. The woke left just won't let her. And then there was going back a little bit further, obviously March 22nd, her saying, I'm not a biologist, Supreme Court nominee, says she can't define the word woman. And she, you know, we all know that she weaseled out of it. But now NPR says, you know, and she was very cagey about everything, you know. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm not supposed to define terms. I'm just supposed to opine terms. So anyway, now NPR says Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn in as first black woman on the Supreme Court. You know, there's a guy on the Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, Clarence Thomas. By the way, Politico published this yesterday. Clarence Thomas suggests COVID vaccines are developed using cells of aborted children. Where have you been? Clarence, where have you been? Well, we've been having this conversation for a long time. The subhead, cells obtained from elective abortions decades ago were used in testing during the COVID vaccine development process. That's the sort of unpardonable sin. It's the unforgivable sin. However, in context, you know, that's kind of the least of the concerns when it comes to the, mRNA vaccine technology, I would say, in context, if you understand what I'm saying. And, you know, the aborted fetal cells, fetal tissue, that has never abated, and they're, to my knowledge, at all, since it began in the 60s, prior to Roe v. Wade, by the way. There are a number of folks who have posited that there is a very sort of dark, esoteric, occult reason for that. There's a ritual sort of reason for, you know, putting that kind of stuff in vaccines and then sticking that in people. I would be surprised if there is not some darker, more nefarious reason for that. But, you know, again, that's just kind of my understanding is that there is no, I don't know of any hard evidence to support that per se. You know, and again, I guess we need to define terms. What is hard evidence? We could probably split hairs and say, actually, there is quite a bit of hard evidence, but probably not much that we would all agree on. But then who's wasting their time wading through the cesspool of, you know, occult nonsense? Hopefully not many of us. Hopefully none. It's a waste of time. Kind of, you know, for that matter, I mean, I've talked for the last several days about just the situation that we're in with the dialectical process being, you know, the dialectical conflict model moving people from a, you know, in simple terms, the what is happening and what people don't realize this, you know, it's a thing that you can view from a variety of different angles, whether it's, you know, the Bible and Jesus in particular saying that, for example, he who seeks to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. Or, you know, you look at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and what happened. They eat the fruit and immediately they see that they're naked and they work to cover themselves up. Or whatever, you know, what the dialectical conflict model does is basically perpetually subject people to this process, social engineering process of moving people from total innocence, which I would say is represented in the garden, to total depravity, which is represented in Genesis 6:5, particularly, you know, God says, speaking of man, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, which sounds hyperbolic, but I don't think it is. So that's the continuum, you know, constantly trying to reconcile these competing thoughts, this cognitive dissonance. You know, you don't want to have these competing thoughts. You know, we're not all Buddhists holding two thoughts. While not necessarily agreeing with either one. So you want to wrestle those two into submission, and you do that with this one, and then you go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and that's what's happening. It's a process. So all of this, you know, gender identity stuff is very, very dark, very evil. It's meant to move us along a transhumanist continuum to a posthumanist world where you know, man is entirely corrupted inside out. Anyway, it's a process. These are strange days. I'm sort of all over the place. I don't mean to be. So Ketanji Brown Jackson, of you know, the many weird things that she said during her confirmation hearings earlier this year, there was the one. Can we play Jackson? I'm not a biologist, I'm a judge.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as our taxpayer-funded institutions permitted a biological man to compete and beat a biological woman in the NCAA swimming championships. What message do you think this sends to girls who aspire to compete and win in sports at the highest levels?
Yeah.
Senator, I'm not sure what message that sends. If you're asking me about the legal issues related to it, those are topics that are being hotly discussed, as you say, and could come to the court.
So, I keep thinking of Ethan Coen saying, "I never expected Idiocracy to become a documentary." When I hear what's going on, that's kind of what I keep thinking about. Stick around. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back. Man, I miss the big guy. We need him, but we need ourselves, too. No one's going to come save us. It's up to us. And there is a culture war, an ideological battle. And, you know, really, as far as I can tell, it just comes down to the patently godless folks versus all the rest of us. You know, there are some folks, there are folks who say, you know, call themselves Christians, others, you know, they're the Abrahamic folks, you know, Christians, Muslims, Orthodox Jews. Can we just kind of say it that way generally? And then there are some other folks who are undecided and, there's a bunch of folks kind of on that side. Then there is a contingent that is a godless horde and seeking to destroy things. Some are doing it knowingly. Others are doing it by association. But there are these two sides, I would say. And it's been happening for so long. And if you're paying attention, if we're any good at the telephone game, then you see this stuff, you know. When it comes to the nexus of like gender stuff and you know, Nietzschean will to power, guys like Michel Foucault are right there at the, you know, chewy nougat center of the discussion. Rapist pedophiles like Michel Foucault, whose students should never be allowed, let alone forced to read. You know, these are the people that are being intellectualized, and no wonder we're having problems. And speaking of Foucault, you know, you can go on Wikipedia and read the other philosophical entry, other philosophy. In phenomenology, the terms the other and the constitutive other, identity of identify the other human being in their differences from the self as being a cumulative constituting factor. Anyway, you put this together with things like critical theory, et cetera, you know, cultural Marxist bent, and it sort of gives birth to the red hen effect, if you will, where, you know, suddenly society becomes a bunch of folks who are pecking each other to death. I peck you a little bit. Oh, there's blood. You're red. You're not like all the other white hens. I better peck you some more so we can get rid of that red. And all of a sudden, they've all pecked each other to death. That's what's happening. And so this is, you know, something that guys like Foucault are known for, you know, skipping down on the Wikipedia entry, culture representations about the production of knowledge of the other who is not the self. The philosopher Michel Foucault said that othering is the creation of and maintenance of imaginary knowledge of the other, which comprises cultural representations in service to sociopolitical power and the establishment of hierarchies of domination. Well, that doesn't sound good. At the deal at Ryman Auditorium in Nashville a couple of days ago, Jordan Peterson spoke, you know, not directly, but sort of indirectly about this kind of stuff. He is, I would say, uniquely qualified as someone who has spent more time slogging through the cesspool of Foucault literature than most of us. And he had some very salient points about how relationships are, you know, not established, but how they are, you know, how they continue or even grow. And are cultivated, and it's not on the basis of power. That's not how, you know, basically he essentially said at one point, that's not a long-term recipe for success. And you know, it's untenable to have a deep, meaningful, intimate relationship based on the power structure, some kind of power hierarchy. It doesn't work. But that's what these people advocate, and that's part of the cognitive dissonance that we face in America. And so the point of mentioning the othering is, if you listen to that stuff and the whole Nietzschean bent, then you go to Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, and you see, you know, actually this creates a really weird situation of oppression. And then from there, it's a short trip to from the other discussion to eliminationism. They go hand in hand. You know, where obviously, you know, this other is different, you know, other plus critical theory, you know, and the cultural Marxist bent equals eliminationism. It's a short trip. Anyway, I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness.
But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Can you imagine if we weren't an embarrassment to ourselves, you know, to people everywhere around the world these days? The thing that's most astonishing, that, by the way, welcome back to the bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Friday, July 1st, 2022, this weekend, probably going to be some big stuff. July 2nd, obviously tomorrow. I'll talk more about that in a second, probably. But I think, you know, the greatest irony is that we have choices, and we just don't appreciate. You know, the resounding echo of history to the point of cliche is that, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. We have choices, and we make poor choices every day. I've been sort of poking fun at the Ketanji Brown Jackson swearing in today, obviously, because, you know, I mean, we played the clip of Senator Marsha Blackburn asking back in March, you know, during Jackson's confirmation hearings, can you define woman? Can you define the word woman? And this woman says, I'm not a biologist. And, you know, what's the old cliche from Star Trek? I'm not a doctor, Jim. Anyway, I'm not a biologist. I'm a judge. So now you can say crazy things like, yeah, can't define what a woman is. And you can be a Supreme Court justice. This is insane. This is insane. Meanwhile, I can't find, you know, whether it's trucks, mowers, coffee makers, you know, riding lawnmowers, whatever. I can't find parts for anything anymore in America. It used to be you were tripping over stuff. There were so many. They were everywhere. Then stuff, you know, manufacturing went to China. Oh, it's great because the cost of things it's so low. Well, yeah, but the quality of things is so low, I got to replace it every 3 months. And that is a lot of work when you start trying to scale that. I'd rather just have a good part. You know, I feel like that scene from Tommy Boy sort of comes to mind. You know, if you want me to do something in a box and stamp guaranteed on it, I can. I got free time. But for now, for your sake and for your daughter's sake, you ought to buy a quality part from me. Trucks, mowers, coffee makers, you can't find parts for anything. I guess we're just not supposed to fix anything anymore. Do I sound like Derry Brownfield? Yes, I do. But seriously, getting back to what I said in the first hour, I think it's sort of random, but not really. It's Friday, so, you know, we're trying to keep it light and heading into the weekend. But it's, you know, it's a serious weekend. This is Independence Day weekend, I would say, because tomorrow is July 2nd. There are some who will disagree. They're just wrong, because John Adams was a committee of five member, and he said in a letter to Abigail on July 3rd, 1776, that July 2nd, you know, was the day. So I would tend to side with John Adams, committee of five member, and not those who would disagree, but that's just me. So I think, you know, what was discussed at Ryman Auditorium for about 3.5 hours, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on June 29th, was good stuff. I think that they're trying to do a good thing, which gets back to what, you know, kind of my thoughts were from the email, my response to Anne Marie and her call yesterday. You know, the point that James in Vancouver made cannot be overstated. And like I said, I mean, just think about what has happened with Ketanji Brown Jackson in contrast to these other Supreme Court justices. You know, and so I went so far as to say in my response to Anne Marie in my email that I wouldn't be surprised if the Supreme Court was sort of packed precisely for this Roe v. Wade moment. And I'd even go so far as to say I wouldn't be surprised to discover that RBG got Scalia'd in order to do so. It would be preposterous to even suggest such a thing, obviously, to the general public. But, you know, I think of Aaron Russo, you know, intimating, you know, his conversation with Nick Rockefeller and how he said, you know, Rockefeller said, oh, you're going to see, you know, people looking for guys in caves and all kinds of crazy stuff. Meanwhile, the national security apparatus will be ratcheted up about 1,000,000%, which, again, if you're familiar with Annie Jacobson, she's talked about what happened after 9/11. Basically, what was about to, you know, kind of like with the AIDS PEPFAR stuff, before we had AIDS, there was really no reason to keep the CDC around, per se, and NIH to an extent. And so there was about to be a significant whittling down of those resources. So then what do? Well, you know, introduce opportunities of crisis, because you need a thing. And so, you know, the crisis will present the opportunity to, as Rahm Emanuel famously said, do things you think you could not do before. And then in similar fashion, you know, the PNAC posited a year before in rebuilding America's defenses that things are probably going to be slow and, you know, might get whittled down, as was about to happen, barring some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. And then everyone referred to 9/11 like a new Pearl Harbor. And then everyone referred to COVID like a new Pearl Harbor. Remember that? So, yeah, I think of that. And, you know, no one would believe this preposterous speculation on my part, except maybe Plato from his allegorical cave. So, anyway, the Daily Wire stuff I think is cool, and I think we could take a lesson, even though, like I said, from the in the first hour, I think that even the Daily Wire folks owe RBN a debt of gratitude. I think we all should be grateful. I'm grateful for RBN. I'm grateful for, you know, Jack Otto and the big guy, John Stadmiller. I miss him. We, you know, he is one of the unsung heroes of America. There are a number of other folks we owe an eternal debt of gratitude to, you know, someone like Charlotte Isserby for sort of denying her pedigree, you know, generational bones woman, so to speak, you know, father and grandfather, right? Skull and Bones, I believe. So to deny that pedigree, and for what? What does a person benefit for doing that? Fame and fortune? I don't think so. In some cases, you know, in precisely the fashion that Plato surmised, you know, you become the heretic that, you know, and the village leper that everyone wants to take to the edge of town and stone to death, like Stephen in the book of Acts. So, you know, you come back into the cave and you try to free your fellow slaves. You don't speak their language anymore and they think you're crazy. So, you know, kill him. Anyway, it's just interesting looking at all of this stuff. The Daily Wire is getting lift from mainstream outlets in ways, you know, it gets mentioned. You know who isn't, at least as far as I can tell? Del Bigtree, Simone Gold, maybe I'm wrong about that. But, you know, who's been talking about Del Bigtree lately and his work over at the High Wire? Alec Baldwin or RFK Jr., at least anymore. Remember, there was that one moment, that one vaccine moment, and then all of a sudden, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was persona non grata. So, you know, I was tremendously encouraged by what happened at Ryman Auditorium a couple of nights ago. You know, the Daily Wire Plus sounds like a really cool endeavor, you know, having the partnership of Dennis Prager and PragerU and Jordan Peterson, obviously, is seems like the rising tide that may raise all ships. You know, so having folks like that on the good guy side of the dialectical conflict theater, you know, whether that's what it is or not, having guys like that on the good guy side of the discussion is good, but, you know, dialectical conflict theater is not good. I just always go back to that gentleman who said, whenever it was, 15 or 20 years ago, what do you think is the biggest problem we face or biggest threat we face? And he said that it was basically this dialectical conflict stuff and our move away from didactic thinking and reasoning. And I, you know, it's hard to disagree with that. Dennis Prager was asked, I think, by Ben Shapiro, what he thought the greatest threat we face is, which wasn't far away. It was very interesting to listen to. I would encourage, you know, if you have time, I think it's 3.5 hours. I was thinking about playing clips. Maybe we'll do that next week from that. But I would encourage everybody to listen to that. You can find it in a few places. They live streamed it on Facebook, for example. It was titled Tune in to Backstage Live at the Ryman tonight. That was on June 29th. Ben Shapiro's page. So, you know, is Daily Wire, PragerU, Jordan Peterson, and that whole alliance at all on the good side, good guy side of the dialectical conflict theater? I don't know, but I hope not. Like I said in the first hour, I think that on this network, we pierce the veil and pull the curtain back on the wizard much more than most. And we point to, I've always maintained that on this broadcast, I try to do something different, you know, not too different, but, you know, to either bring some kind of unique insight to issues or to point to those who are. And so I think, in my humble estimation, I think we do that, generally speaking, on this network. And in so doing, again, you know, pierce the veil or pull the curtain back on the wizard in a way that is fairly, I don't know, unique and, dare I say, even singular. Not that I'm an expert or anyone else on this network is an expert, but I think we do a good job of doing that, pointing to those resources or providing some kind of unique insight. And I think that's very important, the whole, you know, unseen hand discussion that gets drown out most of the time in the dialectical conflict. So are they, you know, theater players? I don't know. I hope not. Am I awful for even thinking such a thing? No. But regardless of who's who in the zoo and no matter what team anyone is on, I'm sort of reminded of three biblical precepts or mandates, depending on how you want to view it. Test the spirits. This is an interesting conversation. I said it whenever it was yesterday or when I guest hosted the National Intel Report. Using the term Christian, I think it's used too loosely. People say, well, wouldn't you call yourself a Christian? I don't know if I'd go that. So, well, then do you not believe the Bible? No, I would say I'm a child of the Most High God, but I'm not. I think it's kind of, there's a lot of hubris to fancy myself something, you know, and you just kind of look at the life of Peter in the Bible, for example, to see, it's easy to get full of ourselves, and that's maybe not a good idea. Maybe it's better to do what John the Baptist said when he said, he must increase, I must decrease, that kind of thing. So anyway, test the spirits, 1 John 4:1-5, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And then a parallel point from verse 5, they are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. That's kind of an interesting little kind of subtext in the context of all of this news and infotainment stuff, I think. So there's that. There's Genesis 50. You know, no matter what team anybody's on, there's Genesis 50 and 20. Joseph talking to his brothers. They're like, oh, man, he's going to kill us. He goes, guys, settle down. He says, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." That's the King James. And so, you know, I try to bank on that. And the third, last but not least, choose you this day, and I would say every day, sort of perfect tense, whom you will serve. Joshua, Joshua 24:15. So, anyway, we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye.
Welcome back.
You're just like an...
I'm going to jump in fast so that we sort of wrap this up. Before I go back to the phones, I got a lot on my mind that I want to say, and it's difficult. It's, you know, especially this time of year with the, you know, Independence Day stuff on the horizon. To sort of give you an idea, The Hill published a piece titled Kinziger Hits Back at Boebert's Church and State Remarks, We Must Oppose the Christian Taliban, which sounds preposterous to a lot of people, but I would actually sort of agree, at least in spirit or in the context, you know, with Kinziger. And there is kind of a Christian Taliban. This gets into, you know, at the heart of it, there's things like Pike's letter to Mazzini and World War III. But more directly, you know, or closer to us is all this. You know, there have been a lot of questions recently, and I want to dive into this soon. But, you know, it gets into the issues of dispensationalism, millennialism, dominionism, you know, the Seven Mountains stuff, the Latter Rain stuff, all the kinds of questions that people have asked lately. And I would say, generally speaking, you know, are we talking about man or are we talking about God? And, you know, if it's man, then there's probably going to be some fighting. And there's a lot of infighting these days and outfighting, for that matter, over, you know, church and state. Boebert said government is not supposed to direct the church. I would say church is not supposed to direct the government. However, Blackstone probably said it best when he said Christianity is part of the laws of the land. And he was a pretty well-cited guy back in the day. And, you know, for that matter, speaking of John Adams reminding us how to celebrate Independence Day in his letter to Abigail, he is also the guy who reminded us that, remember, Committee of Five member, he's the guy who reminded us that we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, and licentiousness would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people, which is something, again, underscored by folks like Blackstone. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that's the point. It's not, you know, bickering over church and state. So hopefully that's enough on that for now, and hopefully that's food for thought over the weekend. To the phones, Brian in Washington. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
So, Chris, it appears as though somebody's been listening to you and Lark for 10 years. He's got just about everything you guys have ever talked about at his site. But I'm over there. It says, in computer speak, technocracy is the hardware and communitarianism the software.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
He doesn't credit you. you did indeed come up with that. Somebody said it somewhere, probably on RBN.
Maybe.
This is a 20-article post. It's on Road Warrior Radio. The second of 20 is called
the Chat Tango
Experiment.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
The Chat Tango deal, right?
Road Warrior Radio Chat.
chattango.com. Yeah.
Please have a look at it. Number two is called Ash Experiment Demonstration of the Communitarian Hive Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is the overlordsofchaos.com
Ash
site.
Conformity Experiments.
That's
yeah.
The one.
Yep. Huh. All interesting.
Right, Chris.
Well, that's great. That's great news. Hopefully we're raising awareness, right?
Well, we is probably correct. Yes. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. Much appreciated.
Have a fine weekend.
Thank you. You too. I hope that we all reflect on Independence Day. John Adams said July 2nd, maybe July 4th. We'll talk to you. It's going to be a long weekend, so I hope you have a great one. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.